spooky Halloween Eve podcast.
Yeah, well, it is almost Halloween.
No, it's Halloween Eve.
It will be released on Halloween, so happy Halloween!
Oh, happy Halloween! Happy All Hallows... Wait, no. Happy Satan...
Happy day, hooray!
Horror movie day.
That is a good horror movie day.
I'm wearing my light up Halloween Michael Myers bracelet that I got at Universal Studios.
Nice.
It's pretty spooky.
It's spooky. You know what's spooky? I didn't get out of my pajamas today. It's awesome. It smells real spooky.
Oh, hey, by the way, you're here listening to the Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons podcast.
Yeah, you are. You're welcome. And I'm Charlotte.
And I'm Mandy.
And we're sisters who get drunk and tell you stories about shit we did when we were drunk, not being good at being Mormons.
And sometimes other people's stories and just kind of whatever we want.
Yeah, it's whatever's annoying me or making me happy that day.
Which is usually MAGA. Sorry, annoying you.
Yeah, 100%.
Not making you happy ever.
Right.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot lately about how all these MAGA Republicans, like, I'm kind of getting to the point where I'm less up in arms about shit. And now I'm just like, these are all the same fucking jabronis that beat kids up in fucking high school and shoved them in lockers and were just assholes to people. Right. Why didn't I see that before?
I don't know. But yeah. You're right. They are. They're the people who always had something they had to prove, but in the worst possible way.
Mm-hmm. Usually rich kids.
Right.
Yeah. Fuck you all.
All of you.
If you're listening to the podcast, turn it off because fuck you.
Right. Don't need your Lauren Bobarts and your fucking mud butt turd girls, Matt Gaetz.
Your jack off cruises.
God, I fucking
penis
hate
oozes. Anyway, so cheers to everyone else. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
Everyone who's not MAGA.
You guys are rad.
Mm hmm.
I'm drinking some red blend wine.
I have a glass of Blanton's bourbon.
Ooh.
It's, I still have this cough from...
A month ago.
Yeah. I got the flu three and a half weeks ago. So apologies in advance if I have to have a little tickle in my throat. I don't have time to edit it out because it's 11:45. sorry. Anyway, so yeah, it's repenting time.
Okay. I repent for being wicked low energy last week. I was so fucking hungover. Listen, I know I have to apologize for this on a regular basis. But whenever I hang out with our creative director, amazing extraordinaire Courtney, my body just shuts down because we drink so much that my liver gets sprained.
That might be the first time you've ever actually like almost thrown up mid-podcast.
Dude, we were talking about football games and how much we were drinking, and I just thought about all of the drinks I was going to have to drink the next day, and I immediately, like, I threw up a little in my mouth, and I had to force it down, and it was rough. And we were in a closet, so if it had happened, it would have gone over everything.
Oh, yeah, all my stuff. speaking of football, go Hawks.
Go Hawks. We fucking won, bitch. We won today. We won at the game we went to.
Who am I? Everybody was asleep today, so I was like, oh, I'm going to go see if they have any of these tiki mugs left that I want at Trader Sam's. They're doing a Haunted Mansion second edition tiki mug, which is really
Disneyland
cool
stuff.
And I got there.
For those who don't know.
Of course, it was sold out.
Right.
Yeah. I figured Haunted Mansion, you would know Disneyland, but maybe I needed to spell
does.
It out.
What if they're in, you know, Nigeria?
Well, so, yeah, good point. So this is what I did. I went to the bar, and I was like, I'm going to get some lunch. And I sat there, and I was like, oh, the football game's on. Who the fuck am I that I sit and watch a football game by myself at
Hawks!
A brewery? And I was like, fuck yeah, go Hawks.
Right, it's pretty sweet. I did think about changing out of my pajamas today to put on my Seahawks jersey since I knew a game was playing, and I thought maybe it would bring them some luck, but then I just went back to sleep. It was awesome.
That's probably why they won.
Probably. Shout out to our patrons.
Hell yeah, patrons. Thanks.
Thanks for being rad and for you being you.
We really appreciate you. You don't even know how much we appreciate you. And I know we keep threatening and promising to do things for you, and we never do. But God damn it if my job isn't sucking every ounce of breath out of my body. I have like a 78-hour shift starting tomorrow.
And it's ridiculous what you have to go do.
Yeah, unbelievable. I start at 10 a.m. I get off at 2 p.m. I go back at 10 p.m. I get off at 8 a.m. Then I go back at like 2 p.m. I know, it's like, I can't, I've never ever had a job where I've had to work and not being given any time to sleep.
Right, that's so fucking weird. But yeah, treats and secrets are in store for you.
Yeah, sorry, I went on a little rant. I haven't done any like social media for the podcast. We're barely even recording them on time. I haven't done any merch. I haven't done anything for anybody. So,
but it's better recording now later in the day than before I took my long, long nap, because then I would have been low energy Charlotte again, because we went to a concert last night where I drank a lot of wine.
That's true, we did. We'll get to that. Sorry. But let's talk about Mormon Corner first.
All right. Go on.
So after our last week's episode where we discovered, thanks to one of our listeners, Saturday's Warrior.
Oh, yeah, so good. So not good.
Not discovered it, but more like rediscovered it.
Right. I couldn't form real sentences last week, so I couldn't really go into the great detail of nostalgia that I felt having to rewatch this. And just how bad it is.
Yeah, it's something. But all of a sudden, it sort of opened up a whole new, I don't know, pathway in my brain where I was like, I should just be looking up weird 80s Mormon shit.
Right.
Because that relates to my memories.
Right.
And so it was like kind of digging around the internet. There's actually a few different subreddits that are pretty great. And I didn't really have a lot of time to get into it because, you know, instead of preparing for my podcast job today, I went to Disneyland. But one thing caught my eye, and it was like this guy was talking about how he ran out of gas on the side of the road, and three guys stopped to help him, and they gave him a blessing to get his car to work again or whatever. Of course, I think they went and got him gas too, like right. Enough gas to get to the gas station, but they gave him a blessing. And I started wondering, like, if our people, if our friends even would know what that means.
I barely know what it is, but the only reason I know what it is because Mom had the missionaries come do a blessing on our brother because he had Perthes. For those who don't know what that is, think of the movie Forrest Gump, how Forrest had to wear those braces on his legs that keep your legs kind of outwards. And his problem is that your hip bone and your joint or whatever, it's bone on bone rubbing. So you have to keep your legs spread a certain way when you walk so that it doesn't do that. And eventually you can take the braces off. Well, anyways, yeah, Mom had the missionaries come out and do a blessing on Richard. And it was weird.
Yeah. It's super weird. I remember getting one once when I was a little kid. I think I might have touched on this last week. But we had this little thing of oil in the fridge in the like... I remember our fridge. You'd open up the fridge door, and in the door, there was like an egg, like plastic egg container where you'd take the eggs out of the carton and put them in
right.
the plastic
in
the fridge. One of those egg holders always had this little jar of oil, and that was the like blessing oil or whatever. And I remember I was sick, something. I was a little kid, but I remember sitting in the chair in the kitchen. You were definitely not born yet. And Dad and two other dudes... all like, I don't know what they did. I think they put the oil on my, oh yeah, they put the oil on my head, and then they all put their hands. There's like six hands on my head like this on the top of my head. And then they were like saying prayers or whatever. And I was just like,
fucking voodoo.
Totally, totally weird. Right. But I mean, it seemed normal at the time. And then I started reading this thing about the guys giving the guy a blessing when he had a flat tire.
Every time
tire.
You say that, I keep thinking you're going to say giving this guy a blowjob every time.
Yeah, giving him a blessing on the side of the road.
Blowjing.
Maybe that should be our new, when we say blessing, we really mean blowjob.
And then I was giving this dude a blessing.
Anyways, I know it was super common. Like, if you guys have
What's the stupidest thing your parents did a blessing for you?
Yeah.
Just clearly was never going to work.
We want blessing stories because I think we're just uncovering a real treasure trove of funny, weird shit.
I'm surprised Mom didn't have a blessing done on me when I had strep throat every other month for a year. Turns out antibiotics and a doctor would have worked just fine.
But a blessing could have worked too. You'll never know.
Bastard. Yeah.
Anyways.
Mom would say, just drink honey lemon tea, and I would be sick for like 2 weeks, and then I'd get better, and like 3 weeks later, I'd get sick with it again. Yeah. And this was a cycle that just kept repeating. And
we talked like about 15. It last week.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, and the week before, I think.
No, we did not.
With your ear.
Oh, but that was last week, and nobody listened to every single episode of Mandy.
I'm sorry. I just feel like it's every time we're...
No, we're just bitching about mom being stupid and not... She wanted to give me brandy. I was like, yeah, get the 15-year-old drunk. Great idea. Lower my immune system some more.
I'm sorry. If you wanted to tell your story, you tell it.
No, I mean, that was it. I wasn't going to go into great detail. Okay.
Sometimes we drink on the show, and I just didn't know if you remembered we'd talked about it so many times recently.
Whatever. People like me.
They do like you. They love you. In fact, going into cool shit, if you're ready for cool shit.
Always.
We've been telling you guys all of our becoming legendary stories about being VIPs at the House of Blues.
VIPness.
It's been a jam-packed month.
It was sure
like
has.
We had this year's worth of tickets, and I mean, granted, we have been splitting them with like multiple, like 5-7 people, but our ticket bank, we blew out our whole ticket bank in the month of October, so we're buying them from here on out. But we made a decision last night that Charlotte's also going to be a VIP, and she's going to get another.
Too.
Yeah, she's going to get her own sparkly bracelets, her own valet parking, her own Magic Castle membership.
Right?
It's crazy. Like, if, and not even saying this to brag, like, if you're somebody who enjoys live music, it's so much, it's so fucking worth it.
Right.
So worth it. You get discounts on your food, your booze, if you want House of Blues merch.
Right.
You know, you get, I mean, just like red carpet, everything. Right. So.
I mean, it's definitely, like if we were going to Hollywood Bowl or like the Greek Theater where you have assigned seating, you know, a VIP thing for that would be pretty awesome because you'd probably be closer to the stage or whatever. But for the House of Blues, where it's general admission and you have to stand through the opening bands, I'm sorry, my back hurts. Like, I cannot stand for 4 hours, and I sure as shit don't want to be part of those fucking mosh pits anymore because that shit is gnarly. I've been through it. I know having to dance with your elbows. Like, it's not a good, like, I was actually watching a girl, it wasn't last night, we went to go see the Alkaline Trio. So, my cool shit is whereas I've given up hope that the Alkaline Trio could put on a good show anymore. They have redeemed themselves.
Rude.
I'm sorry. The show we went to in Las Vegas was awful. It was, Bad Religion was good, but
it was not
Trio was not.
It was not their best show.
It was not a good show at all. And I was like, well, okay, that's the last time I need to watch the Alkaline Trio since I hashtag don't even like this band anyways.
Dan, let me clarify, though. Dan and Derek were great.
They're always great.
Just Matt was off. And he's a big part of the show.
Right.
There's only three of them.
One of the things that I really enjoyed was the dynamic between all three of them bantering and whatnot. Like, that was a lot of fun. The fact that Matt took, you know, effort to look at people in the state at the in the crowd and like point at them or like wave at them and make eyes. They were band boy. They took a page from boy bands and they fucking nailed it. And I was just like, I'm sorry, Matt, stop looking at me. If you look at me one more time, we're getting married.
He was looking at me, Charlotte.
But you know what I mean?
Like, totally.
It was such a good show. But there was this girl in the middle of the mosh pit with, you know, braided pigtails and full on just dancing with elbows. And it was just like, listen, that's not what a mosh pit's really supposed to be. That's what you have to be when it's getting out of hand and you need people to get the fuck away from you kind of a thing. But for her to just go up and be like she had, it was, she wasn't being pushed around. She was like going up and pushing people and like, you suck.
Yeah.
I don't like you.
There's always one asshole.
There's always got to be an asshole. So I would pay that all day long because I love live music. I love cocktails. I love VIP-ness.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that Alkaline Trio show was so fun. We got to reunite with our friend Sarah, who we hardly ever get to see.
Right.
And I think the last time we hung out with her was probably at an Alkaline Trio show, like 10 years ago. Her kid's 18.
That's so crazy.
I know.
Me.
I know.
That's and not even then, possible.
I know. And then we took our friend Mary. It was her first Alkaline Trio show, and I hooked her up with one of my sweet, like limited edition Alkaline Trio varsity jackets.
Yeah. And so many people are like, where did you get that jacket?
Yeah.
She's like, it's my friend's.
It was so much. We had a ton of fun at that show.
I tried
show.
To get Mary. So Mary's a little bit older. She's probably in her like mid to late 60s. And I was like, So I think people thought she was our grandma, maybe, but I was like, I'll get her some earplugs, right? And I was just like, because we're right next to a fucking huge speaker, yeah, too, right? So I went and I got some earplugs from where I gave it to her, and she just kind of looked at me with just disgust. How dare you? I was like, oh, sorry, I was trying to be nice.
Yeah, that was so great. And then, so then we had one night off, and then we went back again for Tiger Army, right.
And Tiger Army was good, but the opening bands fucking killed it.
They were great. The Volcanics.
Yeah, they were really good. We bought their album. We bought three albums, and there's three of us that live in this house, so if one gets scratched, we have backup.
They were kind of like a sort of surf rock kind of band. With a real 50s
very
vibe.
Very Dale sounding.
Yeah. They were all wearing cardigans and, right, you know, it looked very much like a
50s. It looked like the Buddy Holly Weezer music video, but playing like surf punk pop.
Yeah. I wouldn't even call it punk. It was just like, straight. It reminded me of just a very Dick Dale.
But it had heavy drums and it had.
Maybe. So. Yeah. So they were great. And then we heard this guy. So this was actually such a shocker for me. Joshua Ray Walker,
right,
was his name, and
the Rangers,
yeah, and the Rangers, and it was a pretty heavy country act.
Right. I didn't hate it
when they started playing. I was like, oh God, Lord, and right, and they had a slide guitar, which I didn't realize what a slide guitar was. I thought a slide guitar was like a steel guitar that you used a slide on the neck.
No, that's just the thing that you use, right?
Yeah. Well, I know now. Yeah. But yeah, never. I was like, what is it? What are they doing down there? What is that instrument? Slide guitar. I'm fucking obsessed with it. But their whole sound was like.
The first song sounded like Hawaiian. Like he was almost
steely,
like.
Steely, slidey.
Like it was like a yodeling. Like he was yodeling kind of, but like. I don't know. I was just like, this shit is rad.
Yeah, he's got a range. He's got a really good voice. And there's, I don't know, I would never ever buy a country album or buy any merch from a country singer, right, just on principle, because, right, I don't like country. And now I realize, after being at the, you know, my regular spot at the House of Blues watching this country act, I'm like, you're kind of a douchebag, Mandy, for like, right, just cutting out a whole genre because it was so great.
We bought tank tops, we bought stickers.
You know, we bought merch. I would have bought the album if there had been one.
We got to talk to him for a little bit in the foundation room. Just told him that we appreciated the show, and he was like super nice guy.
Yeah, yeah. So that was really great. If you get the chance to listen to him, Joshua Ray Walker.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music. I think someone just shared something on Amazon Music. So
yeah,
you can look him up, but I highly, highly, yeah, recommend it.
Super great. And then, of course, the headliner was Tiger Army.
Right, which I had no idea what Tiger Army sounded like. I'm like, I'll just go to a live show because I love music. But, like, I liked him, but I actually liked the opening bands better than the main band.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy it. Kind of rockabilly.
Yeah.
Stand-up bass guitars are always awesome.
Yeah, super cool. It's funny, the band has evolved so much in, like, the 20 years since I started listening to them.
Okay, so I have this question, though, because I had to work on Saturday during the day, and we went after work. I went to go on to SiriusXM or whatever. I put in Tiger Army, wouldn't come up. Nothing came up for them.
That's weird.
They've been around for that long, you'd think that they would have a station, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but couldn't find them. It was weird.
Yeah, Spotify, if you want to try. They're a little
Spotify. Well, I mean, I could have. I just was through the work station or whatever. I was trying to get the radio station to play so I could see what kind of music it was. And I was like, all right, well, I don't have time to do this. I'm going to have to go back to work.
Yeah. But anyway, they have a big range of sounds. And, you know, it was like, they're doing a lot of, like, the slap bass and the kind of, like, yeah, that rockabilly, psychobilly that they're known for. But then a couple of their songs, when the mosh pit got really crazy, those are their old, you know, you could tell like, a lot of heavy, fast drums, like, super punk songs.
Right.
And I was like, this is a band I remember. Right. But I loved all of it. It was all so great.
This is how bougie and ridiculous we are. We made our own little mini mosh pit up there for about 3 minutes before we ran out of breath. We're like, okay, well, that was fun. Let's stop. But apparently security was going to come yell at us, so it's good that we stopped when we did anyways.
Yeah, he was walking right towards us. So where we're at, up in the upper level, there's kind of like box seats sort of, and then there's like movie theater seats in front of those. And then there's kind of standing room in the back, but you can't really see the stage very well from the back. So that's kind of back behind our little box section. And so nobody was up there. There's absolutely nobody. But then there was kind of two girls standing in front and blocking our view. So we would keep going up back there to try to see over their heads. And then we all just kind of were hanging out there and, you know, whatever.
So we kind of, as a joke, kind of started dancing and kind of pushing each other around for funsies.
Yeah, and then we all just got into it. And we're wearing heels and dresses. Like, it's like dapper day. Right. You know, we're very, very dressed up. And then we're just, all of us girls are just hopping around, flipping their skirts, kicking our heels up, you know, just like moshing up there. And yeah, like Charlotte said, we got winded and just all kind of settled down. But then we noticed as we did that, like the security guard was about, I don't know, 10 feet from us. And then he stopped and then turned around and walked back. And I was like, did he not see my fucking wristband? I am a VIP member, sir. I pay your salary. No. But I was thinking that. I would never say that out loud. Except for to the whole fucking internet.
Well, there you go. But yeah, that was good. So yeah, we saw the Pixies. We saw Alkaline Trio, we saw Tiger Army, and we saw Death Cab for Cutie this month.
Don't forget the Horror Pops opened for Alkaline Trio. They're also fantastic.
Yeah, they were really good. And also another stand-up bass. Fabulous.
So we need more tickets because we've used all of our tickets in the month of October.
As you had stated, there was no good bands playing all year long, and then everybody who we'd ever want to see, we started playing in October, so that's why we're like, okay, now we're going to the shows again, and now we're like, I hope more people are coming. Like, oh, yeah, you can't just buy the tickets individually, too, right? Would it be the same price point that we've been doing, or is it more?
No, it's you get a discount on tickets. Yeah, I don't know exactly how it works out, but from here on out, we buy our tickets at a discounted rate.
Fabulous.
Anyway, that's
that's awesome shit. Cool shit.
Cool shit.
That's some cool shit. That was this motherfucker. Oh, wait. I got my tax return. That's cool, too. I feel like there was... California, they gave middle-class income people. I don't know how much money's on it, but I got a debit card in the mail, so. That's it. So if you're in California, you're supposed to get one of those.
I haven't gotten mine yet.
Craig is mad he didn't get his either.
Yeah. I'll keep looking around the house to see if I see it.
Perfect.
I had another thing for cool shit.
Oh, yeah?
Did you see that clip of Ted Cruz getting booed at the Yankees game in New York?
No, but I kind of heard about it. But tell me more.
It was just great. He was, like, standing there, and there was these people, you know, filming him, and there's all these people around, and including the people filming him, going, fuck you, Ted Cruz. You suck. You're a piece of shit. Why don't you go to Cancun? You know, just, like, heckling the shit out of them. And he's just standing there, waving, smiling, like pretending he doesn't hear them, but there's nobody, you know, clapping him on the back or saying good job. Like, everybody around him is like,
you're a piece of shit.
It's just glorious. He just didn't, you know, just waving, smiling like a fucking douche. Client.
Yeah. Right.
That's our code word for words that we can't say in the nicest way. Not the good clients, the bad clients.
Bad clients.
You know who you are, good clients.
Oh, God. Yeah, he sucks. I wish he'd go to jail already.
I wish they'd all go to jail.
Right.
Hey, you know what? It's the voting day is coming up. It's time to vote November 8th, Tuesday, November 8th. That's cool.
That is pretty fucking cool. And if we vote in large numbers, don't just vote yourself. Take three friends with you. And if you're in a place where there are long lines, like, there are some places where you're going to have to wait hours and hours. Bring a snack with you. Bring a bottle of water. Maybe put a cocktail inside of that bottle of water. Just don't get caught, because I'm sure they're looking for reasons to arrest people.
Yeah, if there's people standing outside your polling place wearing tactical gear and guns, don't be afraid of them. Just flip them off and walk past them, because they're trying to intimidate you.
Right, and take pictures of them and share the bullshit that you're dealing with so that everybody knows that it's bullshit. But yeah, like, plan ahead. Like, maybe take the day off. I know that not everybody can do that, but if you can take the day off because you know it's going to be a long line, again, bring a chair with you so you can sit down. Bring an umbrella with you to give you shade. Bring water with you so you have something to drink. And if you can bring a snack, bring some snacks. And I know they say they can't pass out bottles. It's legal for people to sit there with AR-15s to intimidate you, but you can't pass out water to voting lines.
Exactly.
But
is that just in Arizona, or is that...
You know, actually, I don't know which state that is. I've just been reading about it.
I think that's like, Georgia.
Fucking in Arizona. Yeah, Georgia for sure. I was like, what a crock of shit, though, right?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
So, you know, maybe bring a couple extra bottles of water, and then don't go giving them out to everybody, but if someone in front or behind you needs water, you're like, hey, bro, I got you a water.
You're like, I got the shit.
Bring a backpack, right? Like, make it, like, you think of voting this way. We should make a whole, like, Canva graphic of this. voting should be like tailgating. You should be excited about it. Bring your shit so that you're like, you would tailgate at a football game, but you're gonna be standing in line to fucking save democracy.
Yeah.
We're counting on you. Please, please. We need you to vote.
I mean, we're in a pretty, well, technically we're in a blue county, but it's heavily Republican here. And so it's like, I already voted. I already mailed it in.
Yeah, me too. Oh, if you're in California, by the way, there's a proposition that's out there, Prop 30, and it's basically, it's a Lyft. It's sponsored by Lyft. It's created by Lyft. It's disguised as like a climate pledge change. And everybody, like if you look up, what's the word I'm looking for? Endorsements. They're all right. Like, vote yes on 30, yes on 30, yes on 30. It's don't vote yes on 30, vote no on 30.
What is
because
it?
It's another one of those things where it's just like it gives Lyft a bunch of money
right.
to something about their fleet. I don't know exactly what it is, but basically they don't have to pay taxes.
Right. I saw a commercial or whatever, because on YouTube, you know, they go through and, you know, do not vote for fucking Brian Marriott. That guy was actually on our city council here in San Juan Capistrano. Total piece of shit, right? Do away with abortion if he can. Total garbage human being. But I did see the no on 30, and yeah, pretty much everybody says don't do it. It's just for Lyft to give themselves a pat on the, you know, tax break or whatever.
When I was looking through my, like, regular, you know, people that I go to for endorsements, like I was go to Planned Parenthood,
right.
And you know, there's a few others that I look at, everybody was saying yes on 30, yes on 30, and I was like, I don't think that's right.
Right.
And the only reason I knew any better was because I had gotten a phone bank text
right.
from, you know, saying, like, with basically, you know, saying, hey, Gavin Newsom himself says, please don't fucking vote
right.
for this. And I was like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I voted on the gambling ones, because I know there's been a lot of ads for that, but I think I looked up what Planned Parenthood was supporting. That's generally how I do it. But yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, please fucking vote.
Yeah, please. Make a game out of it. Make it fun. Mm-hmm. Bring friends with you. Don't have to stand in line alone. Bring like four or five of your friends. Bring some chairs. Tailgate the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
So
this motherfucker,
Elon Musk bought Twitter apparently.
I can't believe that actually went through.
Me
He's been
too.
Threatening it for so long. Hey, did you hear that Adidas dropped Kanye West?
Sure did.
And he went from being a billionaire to just like a 100,000-aire, or no, millionaire, I guess it would be. 100,000-aire would be funny, though.
That would be funny. I would love that. I did read a tweet of a soundbite, actually, of him today saying that because he's currently being sued by the family of George Floyd, because he claimed that he died of something else, of not an officer kneeling on his neck for, what, 8 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's being sued for $250 million. Well, he's saying now, he's like, you know, I want to apologize, essentially. It was a half-hearted apology saying, because now I know what it feels like to have the knee on my neck, because that's what Adidas is doing to me. This is what the media is doing to me.
Oh, no. Yep.
It's like, now I know what it feels like to have a knee on my neck. And I was like, oh, fuck yourself, you piece of
shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, the whole reason, too, I mean, I'm sure everybody knows this is old news, but the whole reason Adidas dropped him, and a lot of people have dropped him, is because he's just saying a ton of, like, anti-Semitic shit. And,
yeah.
Like, going DEFCON on the Jews. And you should actually hear, one of my favorites is Michael Rappaport.
Yeah.
He's one of those Twitter accounts, Instagram accounts, where he's just like, he's got that kind of thick, like, New York accent. He's like, fuck you, you motherfucker.
Right.
And he just, like, tries to, like, start shit. And he just goes on these rants. Kind of like Dennis Leary used to do, but a little more aggressive.
So Dennis Leary ended up being kind of a douche, but that's the point.
Yeah. Just that style is
right,
all
right,
I
right.
meant. That style of, like, you know, power, just, you know.
What did he have to
unleashing.
Say?
Unleashing. And I can't remember it word for word. You should really go to his Instagram account, because he's just like, fuck you, Kanye. And it goes on and on and on and on. And I guess, like, I guess Kanye left him a voicemail. you can hear, because he posted on Instagram, and he also sent it to TMZ, Michael Rappaport. He sent the voicemail to them, and he's just like, oh, this motherfucker. And so Kanye's like, is this him? Is this his number? He's like, yeah. And some other voice like, yeah, man, it's Michael Rappaport's number. And he's like, is this you, Michael Rappaport? And then he just starts going on this, like, nonsensical tangent about how he's just, like, he's, you know, the beef has been started,
right.
And he's not going to take this bullshit, and, you know, like, let's come out to the street and fight, basically, and then So Michael Rappaport took that, sent it to TMZ, posted it all over the internet. So it's pretty hilarious.
I will say this, there was also in that soundbite of him talking about how Adidas is, and that he, oh, how do you hurt a black man, a rich black man, is that you take away, he's pretty much saying he's lost everything. I was like, oh, woe is you. But he had also said that one of the reason he was going on these anti-Semitic rants was because a Jewish doctor misdiagnosed him, and that he would be on, you know, pills right now, not being able to speak his truth. So I'm sure he got diagnosed being bipolar because he's fucking bipolar, right? And because he's a Jewish doctor, he was trying to keep him down. So that's what the anti-Semitic.
So that's why you just classify a whole.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Over the acts of one person who was just doing their fucking job.
Right. Yeah, go fuck yourself, Kanye.
You can go fuck yourself.
You're in one of the. You're when we said at the beginning we wanted people to go fuck themselves and fuck off. You were actually who we were talking about.
Right. Someone just like fucking you.
What did you say earlier? Yeezy come, Yeezy go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks, Twitter.
Yeah.
I hope you. I hope you don't turn into a total trash fire soon.
Yeah, it sounds like that's what's happening.
Right. Well, and so that was kind of, they talked about that deal of Twitter too, is that it was never, he doesn't actually give a shit about Twitter itself. It's, you know,
the reach.
It's the reach. And then, because we were like, you're going to lose all your advertisers if you're going to be able to spread hate speech, kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. You have to walk a fine line. But he doesn't give a shit about any of that. It's about how do I spend or send more misinformation out,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Anyway.
Control the masses.
Yeah. There's a lot more bullshit happening in the world, but I feel like maybe now's a good time.
Shit. The Brazilian president won against the tyrant president in Brazil. I don't know a whole lot. His name's Lulu. Anyways, it was like Brazil just had an election, and today was the election for it. And it was like they're calling him Tropical Trump.
Nice.
And then the other guy who, you know, is not the Trump-like candidate, and the not Trump candidate won.
Nice.
And Trump is already telling the Tropical Trump to not concede and start a coup over there. So good job. People don't learn their fucking lessons, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, I guess when there's no repercussions for your shitty actions, you just keep doing it. But yes, let's go to a word from our sponsors, that motherfucker.
All the new laws being tossed at your uterus, leaving you terrified and confused. The rules on how many weeks you're allowed to fetus deletus stressing you out to the point you're about to swear off the sperm worm for good? Don't let Ted Cruz and Marjorie Turd Girl win. Welcome to Maybe Baby, your new favorite subscription service. Maybe Baby Subscription Services provides you with a bi-weekly uterus cleansing, or simply put, scrape. We'll jiggle out all that old jizz gel that's trying to ruin your life, steal all your happiness, and get a college education on your dime. Your Maybe Baby bi-weekly scrape will keep you safe and focused on your dreams and goals. Subscribers report that the bi-weekly Maybe Baby Scrape is only slightly uncomfortable for a short duration, like 30 seconds, which is nothing compared to the pain and misery the unwanted child you're being forced to carry will cause you for the next 18 years. Don't let Mitch McConnell turn you into Casey Anthony. The next time the GOP tells you you will be carrying that monster to full term no matter what, you tell them, Maybe Baby.
Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners get 20% off your first purchase of Maybe Baby. Just use the promo code CARRIE at checkout. That's promo code CARRIE for 20% off your first purchase of Maybe Baby.
And we're back.
Hey!
You came back to the show. Look at you. We missed you so much while we were gone. Boy, does Charlotte have a story for you today.
Oh, yes, I sure do. It's not exactly my story. I guess it is my story to tell now because it's been bestowed upon me. I have a friend who was telling me about, I forget why, we were talking about abortion and just how, you know, shitty fucking politicians are and they need to fucking stay out of the people's uteruses. But she was telling me, like, oh, I have a semi-abortion type story to tell you. Please don't think less of me. And I'm like, couldn't possibly, but go on. And she's like, I have this friend.
That makes it sound like you couldn't think less about her because you already think so low about her.
No, I mean, she could never say anything that would make me think less of her.
That's why I just wanted to clarify.
She's rad.
Because I know you feel that way about her.
Right. Just can't help it. She's great. But she was telling me, she's like, I have this friend, and she says it, quotation. She's like, you know, she's nice enough, but she's like an energy vampire, and like, I just don't have time. So she messages me all the time, and I just kind of ignore them. You know, I'm busy doing something else, and I forget about it. Well, then, you know, there's tragedy in her family. Her brother passed away or something. And so it was like, oh, you know. And so she tried being kind of sympathetic, but still was like, I hope. Oh, she got a hold of her that day and said, you know, my brother's funeral's today. I would really like if you could come to the funeral and speak. And she's like, the fuck? Like, no.
Today?
Right. She's like, I'm sorry, I'm not feeling well. Or whatever. But she's like, well, do you have time to talk? And she's like, yeah, sure. So she calls her. And then she's like, well, I'm pregnant. And she's like, this bitch is 47 years old.
Ooh,
and right? And I was no. like, ooh. And I was like, well, okay, so are you, like, excited about it? Are you going to keep it? Like, what's trying to get a feel for it or whatever? And then she's like, I've already started planning out names. If it's a boy, it's going to be this. And if it's a girl, you know, whatever.
And what are the names?
I forget what the boy one is. The girl one was Emily Rose.
Sorry, we shouldn't be laughing, but...
I'm sorry.
When you're 47 years old, come on.
What? You shouldn't be able to get pregnant that old. Like, this shit's supposed to be barren. Come on. Wrap that shit up. Whatever. I don't care. But, like, she's got grown-ass kids already. She doesn't need no more kids.
Oh, she already has two kids.
Right, and her boyfriend is still married, pending divorce, right?
Okay. So there's some...
So there's a lot of drama there. It's great.
Got it.
She's kind of like, oh, okay, I guess whatever. And then she's like, and then I kind of went back on the, I'm not kind of pay attention too much because there's a lot of, you know, it's like an energy vampire, thing like that. So then she text messaged her, but she was telling another friend about it. She's like, there is no way that kid is getting, like, born. It's not coming to term, right?
Yeah.
She's old and it's not going to work. So she text, the friend does within, like, I don't know, a couple weeks later, it was like, so we lost Emily Rose, whatever. And it's like, oh, shocker, you know, yeah. Whatever. She's like, do you want to see her? And she's like, yeah, I guess. Like, she didn't know, like, what that meant. She full on sent her a picture of this miscarried fetus in her hand.
How?
6 weeks. She was supposed to be 6 weeks old.
Oh,
and
God.
So And she's like, do you want to see it? I'm like, fuck yes, I want to see that. Like, are you kidding me?
Wait a second. You have a miscarriage at 6 weeks. You're already telling people that you're pregnant. You're 47.
She didn't get a chance to make the huge Facebook announcement that she was going to, right?
At 6 weeks?
Okay, so that was the other thing. So back up just once. Before that had happened, the text she got in between her knowing about it and then the miscarriage was... What do you think about this? And she went on Canva, had made this, like, announcing, you know, blah, 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 you know, baby so-and-so, yada, yada. And it's just like, what do you think about this? And she's like, I didn't respond because I don't, like, what the fuck are you going to announce? Like,
People in their childbearing years don't even announce that shit until after the third trimester has passed because... There's a lot of shit that can go wrong in that first 3 months.
Miscarriages happen way more fucking often than people talk about, which is, again, why politicians need to stay the fuck out of uteruses, because they have no idea how any of this shit works.
Right.
But yes, you're correct. You don't go around telling people until you know, but because she considers her best friend. She calls me her best friend.
Okay.
So
6 weeks, she has a miscarriage, and she has a fetus. In her hand to show your...
My friend. Yes.
Oh my God.
And so, my friend was like, do you want to see it? I'm like, yes, absolutely, I want to see that. And so, I was kind of working while she was doing it, so I just got a glance at it for a second, but like, at first glance, it looks like a quarter of a raspberry, right? I'm like, oh, fuck that, that's a fucking raspberry, right? There's no blood anywhere, by the way.
I was going to say, is it just like a handful of blood?
Because no, that's what it should be, right? And again, how did you have to dig that out from, right? Because again, at 6 weeks, it's pretty fucking small. Like I said, quarter of a goddamn raspberry, right? But it has what looks like an umbilical cord kind of a thing to it. And then another round kidney bean kind of looking thing at the other end of it. And then she's like, see, look, if you put it upside down, you can see where the skull and the spine were forming.
Christ almighty.
And I feel bad saying so many, like, specifics, because I get the chances of this getting back to the person who suffered this miscarriage is slim, but we are being heartless. And I'm sorry, but it's fucking ridiculous. The whole thing is, she's Mormon too, so there's also that.
Oh, yeah.
But I told my friend, I was like, okay, so listen, I want to talk about this on my podcast, but if this gets back, like, are you okay with that? Because, I mean, again, we're going to be kind of brutal about it. And she's like, you know, I would care, but it's just like, she was being so ridiculous about it. And I'm like, yeah, I have to tell the story. Because for me, it was like, 6 weeks is fucking nothing. And the fact that there's all these bans on abortion at 6 weeks, like, because again, people talk about aborting babies at 6 weeks. So I'm like, can I have that picture? And she's like, yes. And I was like, because I want to use it in arguments when people say 6 weeks, like, this is what a miscarried 6 week fetus looks like. That is by no means a child. It's a quarter of a fucking raspberry. It was disgusting looking too. And like, she's like, I kind of get sick looking at it. I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm so disassociated from it because it doesn't look like anything other than like a mashed up raspberry. Like, what the fuck? But again, who does that? Who cleans it up? Who takes a picture of it and shares it? Like, that's some psychopathic kind of shit. Like, again, Mormons, I don't know, somehow.
Yeah. I'm not one to, like, make fun of somebody or belittle somebody for having a miscarriage because, you know, I don't know what it feels like, but I'm assuming there's a lot of emotions when you find out you're pregnant.
You seem very excited about it, right?
Yeah, all that stuff. And, you know, it's not like that, but it's like when you're that old and it's that early and...
And you have your grown children, you should know better.
Yeah, it reminds me of our mom.
So as I was telling Mandy the story as I was going to the concert yesterday, she's just like, remember when mom said she was pregnant with twins? Also, she's like, our little girl, Emily Rose.
Oh, God.
And it's like...
You don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
That's what she said, or my friend was like, oh, you don't know if it's a boy or a girl. It's like, no, Heavenly Father told me. And I'm like, oh, of course he did. Of course he did.
Now it's coming together.
Right? And I was like, okay, I got you.
Should we name the episode Emily Rose, or is that just too heartless?
To be fair, that's not the actual name. So.
I know that. Don't ruin my production value, Charlotte.
But fuck me, that shit's weird, people. But here, I think another reason, I don't know if that is an actually miscarried fetus. It doesn't, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a fucking doctor, but I'm like, how could you?
I don't know, and I don't care
enough. Separate that from every, because you're going to still have other shit. There's going to be set, like, you're going to have other things that are coming out, kind of like a period. You have, like, the uterine wall comes down and shit like that. So I'm assuming you'd have to, like, really pick through that thing to find it.
We just lost half of our listeners. Anyone without a uterus just flew out the door, never to return.
Listen, this is why voting rights, or, you know, abortion rights are super important. You should vote against the people who are trying to put bans on it. Because, again, smashed up raspberry is not a fucking living thing that can survive outside of my fucking uterus.
Also, let's not forget that when mom said she was pregnant with twins, she was about 48. And she wanted me to get pregnant so we could be pregnant at the same time. Because I was dating BJ at the time. She's like, why don't you guys get pregnant too? And then we can have babies together. I was like, I'm never having sex again.
I mean, could you imagine too that you would have gotten pregnant and then she didn't and then you'd be forced with some fucking kid?
No, thank you. Nope.
If you want to be forced to have a child, head on over to Apple Podcasts. Terrible segue.
Charlotte, you're really fucking this up.
I'm sorry.
Well, since we're on the topic, I mean, if you're going to Apple Podcasts anyway, you might as well leave us a review and a rating.
A 3-star review for maybe, Emily Rose.
Maybe 1-star. But the rest of them are good. Also, you can check out our official merch. It's on TeePublic, which is on our link tree, which is on all of our social medias.
You can tell us about the time you got anointed and baptized or fucking prayered on.
Blessing.
Prayered on. I like that better. Over at FAG.
And if you want to be as cool as the rest of our patrons, you could become a patron yourself. It's as little as $3 a month or as much as you want to give us. Head over to patreon.com, also on our link tree.
I didn't get to see the email.
FHEBadMormons @gmail.com. We also have a YouTube.
Like, go over there, like, subscribe, share with your fucking friends.
And thanks for listening. And we will see you next week.